Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Ignite your pup and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal others starting today.
That is right. Accept yourself and heal yourself. And go out there on the world, in the world, and heal others. And boy, we have a magical healer and doctor here today to share his love of what he's doing to get his message out in a big, beautiful way. And we're very excited about that. But first off, welcome. You are loved here at the Sharpening Your Spirit podcast. I am Cindy Sharp, your host and your coach, and I am thrilled that you have tuned in today to hear the message of the day. You know what we do here is we help people that already know that they are being called to a bigger calling, to do something in this earth, in this universe that is healing, that is loving, that is helping the world come to their own place of healing. And so we do two shows here. One show is 15 Minutes to Thrive to Keep Your Mission Alive. And that is where I myself do a 15-minute quick, down, dirty, but man, full of love show that helps people that are wanting to get out there, that are wanting to get out on a mission and do something bigger and more loving and more healing in their lives, whether that's healing others or just healing themselves. And that show is once a week here on the Sharpening Your Spirit podcast. So make sure you tune into that, loving little tidbits for your life to help you get in spirit and to connect on a deeper, more loving level in your life and to help others. And then once a week, we have the Messenger show. And today, that is what you've tuned in for. And this show is a 30-minute show that really asks the, I call it the who's who, but these are the who's that have stepped out in a big way and have said, I have a healing message or I have a healing mission and I have something to say that is important that is going to support and help others in a big, deep, loving way. Today we have Dr. Skywar, who is an MD and a specialist in spirit, mind, and body medicine. We are thrilled to have him come on. He is going to share the spirit, mind, body connection from disease to ease, which, boy, that's a shift, isn't it? A lot of times we spend so much time thinking about the disease, but we never really move to focusing on the healing of that and moving to the ease of it. So we're thrilled to have him on today. Let me tell you a little bit about him. So he is a specialist, as I said, in spirit, mind, body medicine, and he is focusing on the treatment of chronic pain, and he helped hundreds of chronic pain sufferers overcome their pain and resume a normal lifestyle. Over the course of his training and in his career, he's developed a successful approach that puts the patient in charge of their recovery, as it should be. Early on in his residency, he worked with doctors John Samro, let me make sure I say that right, Dr. John Samro, MD, who pioneered the mind-body approach for treating back pain. In his groundbreaking book, Mind Over Back Pain, and let me wake up my lips today. Hey, everybody, yes, I am here. and other books, we'll just say, today, he helps people all over the world create optimal health through his teachings. And this is a deeper approach to healing, approach that is not only mind, not only body, but it really connects to spirit. And with no further ado, let's invite him on.
Thank you.
Good morning, Dr. Skywar. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful, other than the fact that my lips weren't moving this morning for some reason. But hey, it's okay. This is typically a live show, and people understand.
Yeah.
So I'm thrilled to have you on the show today, and I'm thrilled that you are able to share the message that you have, because, boy, this is a message that so many people want to hear. I know you'd like to start today with a beautiful little passage. Would you like to share that with us, and then we'll get right to it?
Yes, I will, and I also wanted to say I heard in your intro you talked about accepting self and healing self, and I really resonated with that. I mean, that's exactly what this is all about. This is about accepting ourselves, and from that place of acceptance, then the healing can occur. So I really like that, like where you started off here today, Cindy. Yeah, what I wanted to share, this is from D.H. Lawrence, and I think you're going to put this up on your website, you said, and I hope
yes.
You will. I think this is a profound passage from D.H. Lawrence, which really kind of grounds us in what we're talking about today. And it goes like this. It says, "I am not a mechanism, an assembly of various sections, and it is not because the mechanism is working wrongly that I am ill. I am ill because of wounds to the soul, to the deep emotional self. And wounds to the soul take a long, long time, and only time can help, and patience, and a certain difficult repentance, long difficult repentance, realization of life's mistake, and the freeing oneself from the endless repetition of the mistake which mankind at large has chosen to sanctify." And I just love that passage. I think there's so many important things in there. But basically what it says is, it says that it's not the body that's sick. It's not because the mechanism is working wrongly that I'm sick, that we're sick at a deeper level. Carl Jung said, "All illness represents some sort of spiritual disconnection, and all healing must encompass some sort of spiritual renewal or rebirth." And that's what we're talking about here. So this talks about wounds to the soul, to the deep emotional self, and the time that takes time to heal. The word repentance is in there, and that's kind of a funny word. Maybe I don't know if it's a fully understood word, but my understanding of it and what the root of the word says is to think again, repent, from the Latin pensar, to rethink. So repentance is just about rethinking. It's not about punishment or, some people tie that into repentance. So we have to rethink the situation and rethink our lives. And basically what illness tells us is that our life is out of balance. That's it. It's not good. It's not bad. It's just a message. It's a messenger. And that's what I try to help my patients do, is understand their illness as a messenger and then try to help them understand the message. And when that happens, then someone can get on a new course, a course of healing, and can heal from whatever the problem is, whether it's pain or cancer, or it doesn't matter what name we give the problem. They're all this same kind of a problem, and we have to understand them as such, I believe.
Well, isn't that amazing that you're sharing this? Because I think this is so timely, because I think more people are coming to the realization that a lot of time our Western medicine is what I like to call it. Western medication, we treat the problem, and we talk a lot about the problem, and we talk a lot about, what to do to the problem. And this is really coming from a much more loving space. And it's really talking about that you're already really in this beautiful, we'll call it optimal health. And it's just getting yourself back to that. So can you just share a little bit about how do you do that with your clients?
I will. And it occurs to me that, this notion of acceptance, which I've talked about already, that you mentioned, is so important here. So it's important to accept what's happening and then try to understand it and then try to correct whatever the cause was. It's important to accept our illness, whatever it is, and not to accept it in such a way that we say, oh, come on and, you know, come on in here and stay and you don't ever have to leave. It's not that type of acceptance. It's the acceptance of this is happening for a reason. This is bringing me a message, and now let's try to find the message. I think too many times in Western medicine, and I don't bash Western medicine, it's there for a reason. People want it or it wouldn't be there, but it's
right.
Incomplete is the problem. And so I think it's really important that people understand that their disease is actually here to help them to get back in balance and to accept it and understand it in that way and then learn the message. Too many times in Western medicine, I think the process is one of getting rid of a disease. And so that would be getting rid of the messenger, getting rid of the teacher. So I say sometimes that, you know, when patients come to me with a pain problem, they want to get rid of it. They want it gone. And what they're asking me to do then is to shoot their teacher, shoot their messenger, kill the teacher, get rid of the messenger. And I try to bring them around to the understanding of, no, we don't want to get rid of the messenger because then another messenger will come. It could even be worse than this one. We want to embrace the messenger and then hear the message. And that's so important. And even be then thankful for the illness, and especially from the place in the future where the illness is not a problem like it used to be, can look back at it and say, wow, that's one of the best things that ever happened to me. So, and if we can understand that while we're going through an illness, that, wow, this could possibly be one of the best things that ever happened to me, it just takes the anxiety and the fear down. And, you know, the anxiety and the fear get in the way of the healing. Any negative emotion or, you know, like anxiety and fear, I hesitate to say negative, but any uncomfortable emotion is going to then distract us from the healing.
I have to say this because I've interviewed many people on this show, and I have my own beautiful aha moments as I am blessed enough to be able to do this in my life. You are the first person that I've ever interviewed, and you come from such a loving, beautiful place, and that is that you're calling the disease a teacher or a messenger. And I think that just being able to shift to that, and if anybody here that's listening, if somehow within this 30 minutes, we can just hold up the energy that we'll be able to shift to that new belief system, I think that can create, you know, millions and thousands of healings for many people. So what would you say would be the easiest way to take that first step to that big shift?
Well, you know, sometimes we've all heard the saying, you got to fake it till you make it. And sometimes you have to do that. You know, sometimes you have to just believe something even though you don't want to believe it. You have to accept it and act like you believe it before you actually fully believe it. You know, sometimes you have to, you have to move, you have to take action. And so, you know, just understand. I mean, and you know, there's all kinds of support for that, this sort of idea out there. There's scripture that supports it. You know, one of the scriptures I really like is, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And there's no other choice given in that passage. It doesn't say, well, you know, if you like it, rejoice and be glad. If you don't like it, you know, be downtrodden and, you know, upset about it. You know, it says, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. So, you know, sometimes we have to go at these things on faith, on belief, and on, you know what, I'm going to try this attitude change and see what happens. You know, I'm just going to, and again, you know, it's a maybe a worn out phrase, but fake it till you make it. So you just have to kind of believe that. You know, I tell my patients these sorts of things, and I'm sure some of them are kind of unbelievable at first, and some people will step out and move in the direction I've suggested because I've suggested it, and because they've spent the time to come and see me, and that's my recommendation. And some people won't, and the ones that move in that direction then move on to their healing, and the ones that don't move in that direction and dig in their heels don't. So, you know, and it's really a choice each of us has to make. Is it time? Is it time to try something different? You know, many of the people that have chronic illness and chronic pain, they've tried a lot of different things. So that's one thing that works in my advantage is they've worn out all the other options before they come to see me. So they're ready for something new. So and if we're not ready for something new, then that's fine too. We can continue to pursue things in a more traditional fashion and at some point maybe come around to a point where we are ready for a different idea. So there's no judgment on that. If we're ready, we're ready, and if we're not, we're not. And if we're ready, then we have to step out on a belief or on a faith and do things differently.
Do you find that there's, you know, and I don't want to separate people because we all are on our own path. And we're all here to, you know, learn what we're ready for at the time that it comes to us. But do you find that there's anything, if you have a particular, let's call it a student of your work, somebody that says, I understand it, I accept it as a belief system, and I'm willing to take the steps to move through this to be able to get myself back to a more optimal health. Is there any particular thing that you see is something that you see within that person? Meaning, is there a particular steps that people take or a type of belief or whatever the case may be that embraces this easily? And is there anything that we could learn to do that?
Well, you know, I think it's just, it's an open-mindedness. It's a curiosity.
Mm.
And I think we can choose to be open-minded. We can choose to be curious. One of my teachers, says, you can, you know, when you're confronted with something you haven't thought of before, you can, you know, look at that as an interesting point of view, she calls it. And so, you know, that's kind of how you would look at it from a place of curiosity. You could say, well, that's, you know, that's an interesting point of view. Let me play with that. Let me work with that. Let me, you know, so it's really an openness. It's a curiosity. It's a willingness to be wrong. And you know, that's what the quote I opened up with from D.H. Lawrence, that's what it talks about. It talks about, you know, the repentance, the rethinking. It talks about realization of life's mistake and the freeing of oneself from the endless repetition of the mistake, which society, mankind, has chosen to sanctify. So, you know, you've got to be willing to go against the grain to be accepting of these sorts of things. You've got to be willing to look out at the world and say, you know, your world, the world you've created, the world that we've all created out there, and say, you know, is there a better way? What have we done wrong here? What thinking patterns do I have that are holding me back? What mistake, and you know, we're not talking about a physical mistake, but what mental mistake, what spiritual mistake am I repeating over and over again? And maybe it's the same mistake everyone else is making. Maybe it's a mistake that society and mankind has sanctified, and, you know, that it's hard to go against that kind of belief, but you have to be willing to go against the belief and to know that maybe I'm in this situation I'm in, whatever it is, because I made a mistake, and you know, go back and try to correct that mistake. Not to say you've made a mistake from and now I'm going to punish myself. No, I've made a mistake and I want to fix it and I want to change it and I want to be better. I want to be a better version of me. So, you know, and for that, we have to accept that I'm not currently the best version of me and be willing to be okay with that. You know, I'm doing the best I can, and tomorrow I can be a better me if I'll choose to, you know, look at myself and shine the light on myself and see what I'm doing that I, you know, today that I could do in a different way, maybe a better way tomorrow.
Oh, I love that. The beautiful, curious soul taking a look at everything in a way of how can I be a better me? That's absolutely beautiful. So share with me a little bit about the work that you're currently doing with people and about your practice.
Okay. So, you know, the main types of folks that come and see me are people that have pain, typically back pain and neck pain, although it could be anywhere. I've worked with people with pelvic pain, abdominal pain, you know, so it can be anywhere. But, you know, what we're in the midst of, some people call it a back pain epidemic. And so there's a lot of people with back pain. So I see of the people in pain that I see, a lot of them have back pain or neck pain. And so I see people with back pain and neck pain, and typically I'm not the first person they're seeing. They've been to other doctors, and they've been told that their back pain and neck pain comes from their spine. And so I evaluate them, I examine them, I diagnose them, I take a history, you know, just like any other doctor would do. And then if it's appropriate, then I will tell them that I think that you have what Dr. Sarno called this was TMS, which stands for tension myoneural syndrome. A lot of big medical words there. But basically what that means is that you have pain that's coming from stress, and that it's not your spine. There's nothing wrong with your spine. There's nothing wrong with your muscles. There's nothing wrong with your joints. That basically stress in the mind is creating tension in the muscles or dysfunction in the muscles and the nerves, it can be, and that this is why you're having the problems you're having, and that this is why the other 10 doctors you've seen that have all looked at this from a structural viewpoint have not been successful. And so then if the person is accepting of that diagnosis, the treatment is simple. First of all, to accept that diagnosis and remind yourself every day that diagnosis is true. In one of Dr. Sarno's book, he has a set of what he calls daily reminders that basically say the pain is due to stress, not a structural abnormality. Since my back is basically normal, there's nothing to fear. There's 12 of them. I'm not going to go through them all here. But anyway, to remind yourself of the diagnosis, and then based on that new understanding, and based on, you know, as we were discussing before, the understanding that the way you were going about it before was wrong, and now you want to do it a new way, then you begin to start to move again. Many people with chronic pain have stopped doing this, stopped doing that because of the pain. So they start to move again. And then I also talk with them about relaxation methods. Meditation is really the big one. So I ask people to start meditating to start calming the mind and calming the body. And then I also talk about God and spirituality and talk about having a relationship with God. And I don't try to put some system for that on my patients. You know, if they want to pursue that through Christianity, that's fine. If they want to pursue that through Buddhism, that's fine. If they want to pursue that by, I have patients that come to, you know, I'll get to this point in the discussion, they say, well, I'm an atheist doctor. And I say, well, do you like nature? I want you to go out to the park and connect with the trees, connect with the grass, connect with the flowers, connect with the sun. And, you know, so, you know, even an atheist can do this. And that's really, this disease, the disease of chronic pain, and really all disease, they're diseases of disconnection. And so what I tell my patients is you've got to reconnect. You've got to connect with yourself. You can do that through exercise and meditation. You've got to connect with others because many people with chronic pain become isolated and depressed. You've got to connect with others. You've got to connect with nature, and you've got to connect with God. And there's many ways to do all those connections. It can be through art, can be through music, but we're social animals, social beings as human beings, and we've got to connect. And these medical illnesses, no matter what they are disconnectors. And so we've got to reconnect. But so, you know, just to put it in a nutshell, people with back pain have to start moving and exercising. Even if it hurts, they've got to work through the pain. They've got to start learning to relax, and they've got to start connecting to spirit, to others. And, of course, when we connect with others, we're connecting with spirit. When we connect with others, we're connecting with God, because God lives in all of us. When we connect with nature, we're connecting with God. So we've got to reconnect, as Jung said, to spirit, and we've got to calm the mind, and we've got to use the body. We've got to move the body. And if people with pain will do those things, they'll get better.
So move the body, connect, and to
relax the mind.
Calm the mind.
Yeah, move the body, relax the mind, and connect to spirit.
And
there you have it.
Beautiful. So, you know, I can see how this would help, you know, so many people, not only with chronic pain, but with other health issues. So, you know, it's a overall holistic approach. But boy,
yeah, it'll help with any disease process. Now, there's some disease processes where you may want to have Western medicine going along with all of this.
Right.
You know, so that's okay. You know, this is the only thing you do. Now, in chronic pain, it's typically the only thing you have to do, because there is no Western medicine that works for chronic pain. That's been proven and shown in multiple studies, and you know, none of the stuff that's done for chronic pain works typically. So this is the only thing you do for chronic pain. If you have cancer, you might want to do chemotherapy and move the body and calm the mind and connect to spirit. You know, it's going to improve the outcome of whatever Western treatment you're going through. So this is a prescription for all illness. Now, again, with some illnesses, it might not be all you do.
Well, I think that it's a perfect prescription. I think that, you know, many of us need to take this into consideration. I don't want to get into a long dissertation about myself, but I live with chronic pain myself, and I find this message a true gift. So I want to thank you. Thank you very, very much for it. And I'm sure that there's many of the listeners that feel the same way. So if myself or somebody else wanted to work with you, how would be the easiest and the best way to do that?
Well, I'm in Fort Worth, Texas, and so I do have a website up. It's johnsklar.com. Both web addresses point to the same place, but johnsklar, sklar.com, probably the easiest to remember, or infinitedoctor.net.
Infinitedoctor.net or johnsklar.com, and it's sklar.
Right,
so Dr. Sklar, I've just loved spending this time with you and listening to this, I'm going to call it a kind of a three-prong approach to healing, of not only helping people with pain, but, you know, an overall approach to health. And I want to thank you so much for coming on the Sharpen Your Spirit podcast. This is certainly a message that people need to hear all over the world. So if I didn't live in the Fort Worth area and I wanted to in some which way, shape, or form work with you, is there a way to do that on your website, or how would that work?
Well, somebody from outside of the area could contact me. I've toyed with the idea of getting into health coaching, and certainly I would, you know, so I'm in the process of moving in that direction and setting that up. It's not fully set up, and certainly if somebody wanted to work with me, we could set that up and pilot, you know, what that might look like, and that would help me and help them too. So I could work with somebody. It's always best if I see somebody, and you know, there's certain things I can do when I have somebody in person, especially if it's somebody with pain, that I couldn't do over the phone, examine them, for example, just to confirm the diagnosis. So it's always better if I see somebody, and I think as time goes on, I'll probably do more and more work where I'm actually not seeing the person and just kind of coaching them. You know, that would be a different relationship. I wouldn't be able to call that a doctor-patient relationship, because that requires the examination and the actual face-to-face. So far, I mean, there's more and more telemedicine going on, and I think that's all being redefined. But it's not entirely clear how that works. So.
Well, I'll just say that kind of again looking at those three pronged approach that I'm going to call it, is that I can certainly see how you could help people all over just by somehow, with your messenger heart, which you obviously have to share this message with so many people, is to, in some kind of a teacher role or coaching role, to share that with more people. So I'm just going to say, to you, that I thank you so much for coming on today, and that to the listeners, if you would like, if you live in the Fort Worth area or the Dallas area, or, a close area to that proximity, I would certainly, if I had chronic pain, would reach out to Dr. Sklar and share your challenge with him, and set up an appointment and see him in person, or go to his website, and that's johnsklar.com, and connect with him via there, because I think this is something that could help so many people. And I'm sure as you're listening, listeners, that you can feel it in your heart that just the thought of being able to change the way that you are approaching your pain, change the way you're approaching your health through this approach that he is teaching, would be a huge blessing to all of us. So, Dr. Sklar, I would like to ask you one quick last question, and as well say thank you for coming on the show. And that is, what is the one thing that you do for yourself holistically or spiritually that is kind of like a daily practice that you do that you feel that you could share with our listeners?
Well, I've gone through all kinds of phases with that, and, that continues to evolve. And I really think the daily practice that I have currently is to not go back to sleep. We talk about awakening and waking up and, opening our eyes and seeing things, and then there's this tendency to go back to sleep. And so the one thing that I really try to do every day is keep myself awake. And there's various ways I do that. I exercise, I do some meditation, I try to eat right, and, I find that when I'm awake, I eat pretty healthy stuff, and when I'm less awake, I can fall back into some old bad patterns. So, but really, it's about staying awake. We have to stay awake. We have to stay conscious, and that's the thing that I really now try to focus on every day in various different ways that I've developed over the years.
Well, thank you. That was a beautiful way for us to end our show. So, everybody, it's time to stay awake, to stay conscious. And again, if you would like some more information, please go to johnsklar.com and learn about this beautiful three-pronged approach to health, healing, and releasing chronic pain. I thank you so much, Doctor, for coming on today. It's been an absolute blessing to meet you and for you to share your message here on the show.
Thank you, Cindy.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody, that is the end of the Sharpen Your Spirit podcast, and you know how this works. First off, we invite you back to come to one of our other shows, whether that's 15 Minutes to Thrive to keep your mission alive, or to listen to another amazing messenger like the doctor that we had on today. What a blessing Dr. Sklar was. We also want to share with you that if you have any ideas for shows, if you would like to be on the show, please message me. Come on over to sharpenyourspirit.com. There's a couple of reasons to come there. One is to message me, tell me some ideas of things that maybe you need, or if you are a messenger and would like to be on the show as well. If you are a healer and you're looking for a little self-healing, there's a beautiful free class there called Heal the Healer. Come on over. I thank you so much today for tuning in, and you know how it ends. It's love, light, and a big kiss from your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp. Have a beautiful, blessed day, everybody.